In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he promised and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. This is the word of the Lord. Satan is a wanderer. He has no destination. He simply goes to and fro upon the earth, walking back and forth over it. But as he wanders, he prowls. He searches. He is an opportunist, as any wanderer must always be, not knowing what lies ahead or in store. Jesus enters the domain of Satan's wanderings and is not overcome by him, as so many weary pilgrims have been before. The wanderer then prowls with greater purpose, seeking further opportunity to destroy the Son of Man. Then Satan entered Judas. So he went his way and sought opportunity to betray Jesus to the chief priests and captains. Satan devours Judas as easy prey in the opportunistic hunt of him who wanders aimlessly and yet gets nowhere. Satan's wanderings are antithetic to the pilgrimage of faith. Faith always has an object, a destination toward which the journey strives, and will someday find its end in the kingdom of God. Faith must always keep her eyes upon this end. Faith must always push forward toward the prize. Jesus is the drive of faith that motivates her ever onward in love. The moment she stops to look at something else or listen to the advice of a seemingly kindly stranger by the roadside offering a shortcut, faith slows, halts, steps off the path, off the way, and begins to wander aimlessly. This is what it means for Satan to enter in. God's words are life and salvation, always pointing to Jesus. Satan's words are always poison, directing you back into yourself, away from God. This is also the great tragedy of Judas. Satan enters him, and he becomes blind to Jesus. Judas cannot believe in Jesus, and even more tragic, he cannot believe in forgiveness. Judas is a tragic character, but he is not the only one. He is a magnification of the battle within the heart, the war of flesh against spirit. Every sin is a little bit of Satan entering in, a little bit of blindness, a little bit of not believing in Jesus. Once Satan gets even the smallest foothold within the heart, he works to turn the eyes away from Jesus, turn the feet to aimless wandering. And in the midst of such wanderings in the wilderness of sin, the constriction of the serpent's coils feels unbreakable and inescapable as they slowly seek to constrict the breath of the Spirit out of you. Satan convinces the wandering heart that God cannot possibly love or forgive. Like Judas, that heart cannot believe in forgiveness. It believes itself too sinful to forgive, too lost to be found, too heavy to be carried. Eyes blinded by Satan see only the darkness of self and can no longer focus upon the light of lights, which is able both to illuminate and scatter the darkness. This heart expresses a remorse that is devoid of hope. It is hopeless. It is despair. But despair is wandering faith, faith that has lost its sight and its prize. Sorrow over sin is supposed to drive you toward Christ, for faith always has the certainty of hope rooted in the power of Jesus to heal and to save and to forgive. The gospel declares that no sinner is so far gone that he is out of reach of God's forgiveness. You are never unlovable for Jesus. You are never too sinful for Jesus. You are never too lost to be found. The burden is never so heavy that Jesus cannot and will not take it up for you. You never need to bear the burden yourself. Indeed, you never should bear that burden. That is Judas's tragedy. He is crushed under the burden he tries to bear himself because Satan has entered in and convinced him that he is too far gone for a savior. His faith is blind. He cannot believe in forgiveness. He wanders. What sin is greater than Jesus' ability to forgive? What sin is left unatoned? Find direction from Jesus. Find light in the darkness. Find comfort for the broken heart. Find love to the loveless. You need not wander. Stay the course instead. Look to Jesus, walk the way. And when Satan begins to enter into you, cry out to the Lord who will deliver you, reassure you, comfort you forever and always. His prayer is that someday you learn to believe him when he tells you that he loves you and that you would never again forget. When he comes, so shall it be. Until then, grace upon grace and joy in the reminders. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.